Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guest. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
Thanks for listening, and as we broadcast the show live, it is Election Day 2010, and broadcasting live here in Washington, D.C., we're very much in the eye of the storm today. Wherever you're listening in the United States of America, get out and vote. And for our international listeners, well, it's Election Day in the States, and that's always a big deal here. Elise Bills Hunt is our guest. She's an author based in Georgia. Her new book is called Georgia's Heart. And it's available online at bookstores everywhere. It's an inspirational story. Elise Bills Hunt is our guest today on the Burke Allen Program. Hi, Elise.
Hi.
Thanks for being a part of the program. Tell us about Georgia's Heart. It has a very interesting premise, and I'd love for you to explain it to our listeners.
Well, it's a story about a single mom whose daughter comes down with a heart condition, and she doesn't have the money to pay for the operation that her daughter needs. And she has tried everything from state help to government help, and nothing comes about for her. So she decides to answer an ad in a magazine for a surrogate mother. And what she learns is that it's not exactly a surrogate. Like, she has to be the person's wife. And she has to learn how to live in his world. He has a lot of money. He does things differently. And
oh, Elise, are you still there? Hello, Elise. I think we've lost our guest today. We'll be back with more right after this on the Burke Allen Program.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
It's the Burke Allen Program. Our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. Elise Bills Hunt is our guest today. The book is called Georgia's Heart, and Elise, we lost you earlier, but you were telling us about the story of Georgia's Heart involving a single mom, and I know from reading about you that at one point you were a single mom, so how much do you bring your own experiences and your own past into your writing?
A lot. I find that it's great therapy. I was a single mom for 7 years, and then I met my husband, and we were together for a while before we got married, and now we're married, and I bring a lot to it.
And the book is called Georgia's Heart. You're a Georgia native. Is the book set there in the state of Georgia?
Actually, it's set in Texas. I'm originally from Illinois, Joliet, Illinois, to be exact. So if anybody has ever seen a Blues Brothers movie, they know where Joliet, Illinois is.
You were right there by the penitentiary.
Yes, we are famous for Statesville Penitentiary.
Very good. And a resident of the state of Georgia now. The book, again, is called Georgia's Heart. Elise Bill Hunt is our guest. And this is your second book. Is that right, Elise?
Yes, it is.
Does it get easier the second time around?
A little bit. The creativity flows a little better. But as any writer will tell you, there's a lot of writer's block. So you can be flowing very good for 3 or 4 hours, and then nothing comes out for maybe 48 to 72 hours before you get another bright idea to continue with the book.
And for other people who are interested in writing and pursuing that dream of writing and publishing a novel, what words of advice would you give someone who thinks they've got that story in their head but they really don't know how to spit it out?
It's always good, if you have it, to write down your ideas. Like, I always keep the paper with me. I know everybody's into the technology thing with the iPads and the iPhones and touchscreen, everything, but I find pen and paper works a whole lot better. So always keep it with you and always write down ideas. And eventually the ideas will come into one story that is just amazing.
The story is called Georgia's Heart. Elise Bills Hunt is the author and our guest today on the Burke Allen Program. Our number is 718-506-1944. That's a free call, by the way, if you happen to be in the New York City metropolitan area. Elise, when you sat down to write Georgia's Heart, is it something that flowed out fairly quickly for you, or was this a difficult book to write?
It was something that flowed out pretty easily. After I got the first one finished, the second one was an idea that I had been toying with for a while. So what I did was I sat down one day, and I just started writing. And then after I finished, I started editing. And as any writer will tell you, you edit, edit, edit until you can't edit anymore, and then you actually send it to your editor and edit, edit, edit. And eventually it comes out the way you want it to come out, the way your editor wants to come out, and a way that you hope readers will love.
Well, you know, it's a fantastic idea for a story, this whole sort of personal want-ad concept, you know, to help this single mom find someone to help her care for her daughter. What are your thoughts on electronic dating these days, the eHarmonies, the Match.coms of the world? Will that ever replace old-fashioned courtship?
I'm hoping that but it seems like it will. I've done the eHarmonies and I've done the Match.coms, and I've met some really interesting young men, but none have tickled my fancy, basically, like the way my husband did. I met him at my former job, and we just clicked immediately, and it was, I don't want to say it was love at first sight, but it seems like it was. So I hope it doesn't take the place of old-fashioned dating and meeting someone face-to-face, but it possibly can.
Georgia's Heart is the name of the book. Elise Bills Hunt is our guest today on the Burke Allen Program. She is the author of Georgia's Heart, and you can pick it up online and in bookstores everywhere. Do you have a book number 3 in mind?
I believe that I do, but I have to work out some kinks in it, because I use a lot of my family and personal experiences, so I have to get some okays from family members before I can just automatically put them in the next book.
Do you change their names and change certain circumstances in order to protect your anonymity?
Oh, most definitely, because Joliet's not a small town, but the African-American community in Joliet is a small town. So if I mention a certain situation or I describe a certain person, it'll click in someone's head in my hometown when they read the book. Oh, I know that person and I know that situation, and I would hate for that to happen, where someone comes up and just randomly says, I read the book and your sister or your cousin put you in it, and wow, I didn't know all that happened to you.
The book is called Georgia's Heart, and Elise, who would you say is the target reader? Who would you like to see read that book?
Well, growing up, I was what they call now a gleek. If you've watched Glee, you know what a gleek is. So I was one of the geekier kids in school. But I think my target audience is that person that believes in romance, that person that believes in love at first sight, that person that believes that I can see a person and I know that person is going to be there for me. And it's kind of for the lonely heart who likes to sit at home and read a book rather than go out into a club or sit in front of a computer all day and be on the eHarmonies or the Match.coms reading profile after profile after profile. That's my target audience.
Now, your first book was What If Cinderella Said No, and what was that book about?
That book was about, everyone knows the Cinderella story, but my take on the Cinderella story was, what if she did meet the prince, and she decided that she was better off without him? What if she just, he offered her the world and said he'd give her the world, but what if he turned, what if she turned away and said, I don't want the world? Okay, you're a prince, that's fine, but I'm independent, and I can stand on my own two feet.
Sounds very interesting. And you say that you sold only a few copies of that one, but the people who read it knew they had read something special. Do you have high hopes for Georgia's Heart to reach a bigger audience?
I have so high hopes of Georgia's Heart. I wanted to... My dream is to be on Oprah's book club, but with Oprah ending this year... that dream may not come true, but I do want it to do very well. I want it to be one of those books that you pull off your bookshelf every once in a while to read because you love it and you want to read it and you want to put it down before you get to the end because you don't want it to end.
Well, you know, with Oprah cashing in her chips this year, you're going to have to work fast to get on that program. But I think with the uniqueness of the story of Georgia's Heart, there'll be lots and lots of opportunities for you to get the word out about the book. What have you learned that you could pass along to other writers who may be listening about the art of getting the word out about your books, and what has been successful for you in spreading the word about Georgia's Heart?
Well, the biggest thing that has happened with spreading the word, besides your wonderful radio show, is Facebook. I have family and friends.
Oh, I'm afraid we've lost our caller. Elise Bills Hunt is the author of Georgia's Heart, and it's available now online and in bookstores everywhere. You can pick it up by clicking on the link here on the WAMS radio program as well. Elise Bills Hunt is our guest today on the Burke Allen Show. And Elise, thank you so much for joining us today. We're almost out of time. Georgia's Heart, the website that folks can go to pick that up.
You can go to lulu.com, and that will get you to Georgia's Heart.
Very good. Thanks for being a part of the program today, and best of luck with your book.
Thank you so much.
I'm Burke Allen, live in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. Get out and vote today. You're listening to our program live, and make a difference. Have a great day.